Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoshite, and today I'm at Linda's Salsa in Monmouth. And talk about a success story. I'm really proud to be able to interview Linda Putnam, the owner and founder of Linda's Salsa. And Linda, I remember back in June of 2013 when you were just getting this operation off the ground, and now you're just in 80 different stores. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, where did the idea for Linda's Salsa come from?
Well, I grow my own hydroponic tomatoes, and I had a lot of extra tomatoes, and I thought it would be neat to have a salsa line, and I never realized how much red tape there was in getting something like that done. So after college courses and kitchens put in and all the certifications and registering with the FDA and a HACCP plan ran, I invited the town for a taste testing, and we went from there.
Well, you certainly have gone from there. Now, how did you formulate your recipes? You have a mild, a medium, a hot, and then the black bean salsa. How did you come up with your formula for those?
Well, I kind of started with just one recipe, and then I knew what I wanted, so I just kind of tweaked each one to what I wanted. A lot of people are afraid of salsa because they fear it's hot, and that's not true. So I make a mild that has no hot in it. And then I have a medium that has a little bit of heat. My hot is hot, but it's not a killer hot. It's more of a flavorful hot. And then I have a black bean and corn, which is actually my best seller. And the thing about my salsa, too, it's not just for chips. It's great to cook with. It's good to add to any of your favorite recipes. It's good on eggs, fish, pork, chicken, baked potatoes. It's good. The hot is awesome to start a pot of chili with. And salsa is also very healthy. There's only 20 calories in a quarter cup. And if you went with smart points for Weight Watchers, the mild, the medium, and the hot have 1 point, and the black bean and corn has 0 points.
And I can attest to the fact I use your salsa on my scrambled eggs on Sunday morning. So I really do enjoy using it for that. Now, of course, the big explosion for you was when you started to get in the area retail stores, and then you've expanded from there. Talk about that.
Well, I was already in a couple chain stores with my tomatoes. So actually, with County Market, I got the okay to put the salsa in their stores. So once a week, we loaded up the car and hit the road and made a route. We went once a week and hit all the stores. And it was a lot harder than I thought because they were skeptical of me. But once they tasted it, then I was okay. So from County Markets, we branched out to Hy-Vees. And right now I'm in 30 Hy-Vees and County Markets, Fairways, a bunch of independent stores. I just got into the Bon Ton stores, and we're working with that.
Yeah, because that's big, getting into those stores, right? You've got the opportunity to really be in a lot of different stores.
It brings me to a different level. It's not just a grocery store. I'm in Bergner's, Carson Perry Scott's, Yonkers, and their group of stores. But I went in with my gift packs. I have a gift pack that's great for Christmas, birthday, or Valentine's Day that I decorate, and it's been a big seller.
And you'll be able to see a picture of that gift pack on our website or Facebook page as well. And you talked about, of course, locally, you're in Mercer Market here in Aledo, and the Hy-Vee in Milan, the Hy-Vees in Galesburg, and County Market in Monmouth. I guess those would be the closest locations for people to buy your salsa.
Yes. We're in Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri right now, with a lot of things going on right now for expansion.
Well, Linda, this is great. I was coming to call on you about Bid for Bargains, and you started telling me more about your story, and I said, we need to do a business spotlight on this. This is tremendous. And as I said, I remember where you were back in June of 2013 trying to get this off the ground, and I want to congratulate you on some tremendous success.
Thank you very much. Now, if I can just become a computer whiz, we got this done. You know, and I've got to say, I've not done this by myself. I have some awesome friends. Well, Roger, my partner, and then I have some awesome friends because a lot of this has been computer work, and I am just computer illiterate, and they come running whenever I mess it up. So I've got some really, really great friends that have helped me. I've not done this by myself.
Well, folks, once again, if you'd like to have some great salsa done by a local independent businesswoman, you need to try Linda's Salsa. As I said, you can get it locally. And, of course, coming up on Bid for Bargains as well. And I want to thank Linda Putnam from Linda's Salsa for joining me today on the Business Spotlight.